far away. Though someday I may tell the tale of metal tangle when into your world I fell. Without you now I'd wander soaking, secretly afraid. But in your grasp the fears don't last, though some of them have stayed. Unfolding with all the willies and their wares, I shuffle by alert but numb to all the glances and glares. I think of you unheeding all the times I rinse my cup. It's now I know that you knew that I'd soon end up in dust.
Welcome to Thursday night's radio show.
Radio show?
Studio from our studio. It's just me and Hot Stuff tonight because Riff's about to go out to dinner with his dad and
folks.
A classy lady.
Yep.
Because Riff's mom is a classy lady. She really is. Riff's dad's pretty cool too. He's all English.
He's also a classy lady.
Yep. Riff's dad and I made up the same joke about Emile Zola's wife, who was so ugly they called her Gorgon. Yeah. I'm just saying. Guy can't be that bad if he comes up with that joke. So, how you been, Hot Stuff?
I've been alright.
It's been, were you on the, did you do the radio show last week? I guess so.
Yeah, because we had this crazy new audio setup.
Yeah. Yeah, seems to still be working. You don't have your cans on, so you won't know whether or not we need to be
our
potted
levels.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What so if we're hot?
Well, you should be okay because your microphone is in a static location around your head, and since I never move...
That's true.
I should also be okay.
You just sort of sit there like a snowman.
Yep.
The only movement you ever do is melting when it starts to get hot.
Well, and sometimes I smoke my corncob pipe.
That is true. I'm told that the vocals are good.
Good.
Presumably, he's talking about the levels and not the quality. Cause, so, you're sitting next to a computer but reading Radio Bugbear questions on your iPhone.
Because I can't log into the computer because it was turned off.
I see.
And I do not have the password.
You should call the pretentious artist and tell him to knock that shit off.
Well, I'm
or just ask him his password. He'll tell you. And you can ask him his password or his bank account. He'll tell you that, too.
He probably would, is the thing.
I know.
And he's just too nice of a guy. You just can't take advantage of that.
Yeah. Well, you can't. I can.
Can you?
I can be like, work for me, make art for video games. He's like, okay. Like, I'm not going to pay you. He's like, all right. In fact, why don't you pay me?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that would work for very long.
Yeah, probably not. He has to get another job to support this job. What do we,
What'd you do this past week?
Nolan says I might be a bit hot.
Really?
Yeah. We're pegging the red a bit, so I'm gonna turn us down in Sam just a little bit. Amplitude says we're supposed to be tapping the red, just tapping it.
Just tapping it?
Tap.
Just the first, first little blip.
Yep.
And I feel like that's accurate.
Yeah.
The problem is
tapping that red.
Because you're talking normally at a normal voice, and then all of a sudden you'll have some sort of story where you're going crazy and really loud, and then you're way in the red and stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's the problem. That's the problem with audio.
Maybe I should stop going crazy. You know what I used to hate about MP3s back in the day is there didn't seem to be any sort of volume normalization on them at all, so you'd have some MP3s that were recorded really quiet and some MP3s that were recorded really loudly.
That is still true, actually.
Is it?
You can do post sort of processing. Like iTunes, again, will have a...
Yeah, fuck that bullshit.
I know. I know how much you love it, but it will analyze an entire song and then
the problem
centralize
with that is
it,
that when you normalize the volume of an MP3 on iTunes, it also just erases everything off of your VCR. That's iTunes' default behavior, is just to empty your VCR.
Yeah.
The weird thing is that VCRs don't even have any data storage.
Right. That's why...
So you don't even understand what's lost. You just, the next time you go to use your VCR, you're like... Fucking iTunes.
Yeah. I don't understand your vendetta, man.
I've decided to just stop using it. I'm going to have to use it to back up my phone, but I'm not using it. I'm not managing anything through it anymore.
Okay.
Because I have wireless everywhere, so anytime I'm downloading something, I'm just going to do it from the phone, because then I know that the phone is not going to just decide to randomly delete shit off of itself the way that iTunes does.
I have never had iTunes randomly delete anything that
I've
got.
Used iTunes on a goddamn PC. It's
true, and I also just don't download content directly on my phone.
Cyclops step cousin.
You know?
Well, why not? I mean, why are you...
Because I just get everything through iTunes on the computer.
So right? if you are at home, away from your computer that you sync your phone with, and you're like, oh, there's a new podcast that I want to listen to, you're just like, nope, I can't. I have to wait until tomorrow to listen to that podcast.
Well, but I never would be at home thinking, oh, there's a new podcast I want to listen to. That's the problem, right? I always have a backlog of podcasts, and it's already on my phone, and I listen to them in the order that they were made, and so it's just not a problem. It's just, my life is different than yours. You're so cutting edge, wanting to hear the latest podcast, right now.
Right. Whereas all you care about is This American Life from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that A Life Well Wasted?
I've not yet
podcast?
Listened to that.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It's This American Life for video games?
Yeah. He was interviewing Sean Baby, who spent a lot of time talking about his trying to review games and always bringing up Phil Collins with a bunch of dicks in his mouth. And how he managed to get a reference to Phil Collins' mouthful of balls racing into a print copy of EGM once. That he put off reviews until the last minute so that there was less chance for his Phil Collins dick jokes to be edited out.
That's funny.
Yeah. Or put them into a sentence that it was just impossible to excise it from. It's worth a listen. The guy's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and I like Phil Collins. You know,
sure.
I like Phil Collins, and I hate to hear somebody... It was the, it's called A Life Well Wasted. It is very much a guy trying to do... It was linked on Metafilter a couple days ago, but... there are only two episodes of it, and then a third podcast that's just like one of the interviews that he used from the second one. But it's edited together much like This American Life. Like, it's clearly inspired by that. The one thing, I don't really like the narrator's voice very much.
Oh,
and
really?
So it's, yeah, it's, imagine,
it's rough.
I mean, it's easy for me to imagine somebody who didn't like Ira Glass's voice, and so...
I'm not particularly excited by Ira Glass's voice, you know? Yeah. Like, he's just not talking most of the time anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
What about Ira Flatow's voice?
Ira Flatow's okay.
What about, Glass Flatow's voice?
I don't even know who Glass Flatow is.
He's a guy that I just made up, whose name is comprised of parts of Ira Glass's name and parts of Ira Flatow's name.
The last parts.
I'm not going to tell you which parts. I don't want to spoil a surprise.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Are those the only two Iras you know?
Ira... Yeah, maybe they are.
I mean, there's the IRA.
Sure. There's the IRS.
Yeah, but that's not an IRA.
Is there like an Ira Levinson?
I don't know.
I know there is one.
It was sure, like there's at least one.
Some dude who lives in Brooklyn or he's a famous a famous scientist or something.
He's probably listening to this podcast right now, and he's like, that's me.
Yeah, could be. Like that zero punctuation.
I was
where
just thinking, like, that, actually.
It's your fault, Adrian. No.
Yeah.
Trying to find where we were in the questions.
Had you read some already?
Yeah, because...
Why don't you just have a way to actually flush the ones that you've already read?
Well, I don't want there to be a flush before this point link between every two.
Right, no, but why don't you just put a checkbox next to every one, and then you've answered it?
It's just using the private message table. I don't want to add another field to the private message table just for the sake of this. I have to rewrite this interface first.
Okay.
I guess I could have C.D. Moyer do it. Boy, you know what I spent a lot of time doing today was going through every possible flag that could be set for a person in the game, figuring out what that flag means and how it works, and writing notes in a table so that when we're looking at logs of flag changes that they're like human readable.
Yeah.
That was boring.
You're only half, like a third or half.
It wasn't really boring. It actually wasn't boring. It was hard. But I was pretty engaged.
And you really are the only person that could do that in any sort of reasonable amount of time.
I know. It's just like your mom. I'm the only person that can do her in a reasonable amount of time.
I don't even know what that means.
It means I have problems.
Yeah.
I should really do some Kegels or try and think about baseball.
Or your grandmother.
Maybe if your mom made me an apple pie, it would be easier for me to think about baseball. Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Beer. I'm sort of always thinking about hot dogs.
I mean, but does
that
like
a hot dog right now.
Turn you
Man,
on?
You know what I wish they had at the pasty company? We went to the Cornish pasty company, and I wish they had hot dog pasty. Oh, that'd be good, man. Like, cut up hot dogs and sauerkraut? That would be a delicious pasty. Then just drown the whole thing in mustard. Ooh, and instead of being wrapped in the normal pasty filling, it could be wrapped in funnel cake. I don't think this thing is going to stay on my head. I think the microphone is moving around just as much.
You think so?
Yeah.
It looks pretty stable.
It keeps falling. I keep feeling it move.
Yeah, just like you felt ants crawling
no,
over
I
your
totally
foot.
No, I totally got bit by a bunch of ants today. It was weird. So I was climbing up on a fence to pick some lemons out of a lemon tree before I came into work. And I suddenly felt something on my foot, and I'm like, ah, crap, something's biting me. And I looked down, and my foot was totally covered with ants. So I'm like, ah, fuck. And I jump down off the fence, and I, like, go to look at my foot to get the ants off of it, and there's nothing there. And then I go back over to the fence, and I'm like, there are no ants on this fence.
It's possible that you picked them up before you got on the fence or somewhere that you got stepped on to get on top of the fence.
That's true. That is definitely possible.
Which, if you didn't look at those locations either, then that might be problematic.
Yeah.
Huh. When you were telling me that story the first time, I was afraid that your feet were going to be covered with scorpions. And I was like, but no. Yeah. That would be terrifying.
There's usually not more than one scorpion in a place.
Yeah, unless it's like a mother scorpion with like
but I think
a dozen little baby scorpions.
Little babies can sting you.
They probably continue even worse. Because remember, the smaller they are, the more deadly?
No. No, I remember that that's bullshit.
What do you mean that's bullshit?
It's not true.
It totally is true.
No, it's not.
In terms of species, it is.
No, it's not. Yeah, oh, you mean, like, from, you're talking about the Indiana Jones lesson? It's the little scorpions that you have to worry about, not the big ones? There's only one kind of scorpion in Arizona. So, the little ones are babies.
Is that true that there's only one in Arizona?
I think so, yeah. The Arizona bark scorpion.
Huh. But no, they're the bigger ones are not more dangerous. The bigger ones are less dangerous, aren't they? Like, the giant black, like...
Oh, the giant black ones, I think, are not poisonous at all, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. The little ones are the ones you need to worry about. And Arizona bark scorpions are some of the most poisonous in the world.
Right. There's only one or two species that can kill you, but
right.
What I'm talking about is...
And you
what I'm talking about is the same thing that you're talking about, you're just not really getting this. Mother Arizona Bork
scorpion.
But that's the... You really...
You will be assimilated. You will be assimilated by the Bork.
So, a mother Arizona bark scorpion whose back is covered with baby Arizona bark scorpions, that's the same species.
Yeah,
I understand
no,
this, right?
I,
that a
I,
mother,
I was
mother
making a joke
and
about
a bunch of children.
A bunch of babies being more deadly because they're smaller.
I see.
Which you didn't get.
Whereas, like, human babies are more deadly because of their cunning.
Right.
Than human adults.
Right.
Yeah.
They will fuck your shit up.
You know, until they lose their baby fangs and they're replaced with normal adult human teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll just take your fingers right off.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You get near them.
That's why it's a horrible idea.
Raise them in an air crib.
Yeah. It's like air hockey. Just imagine, maybe that's how they keep the crib so clean. There are just all these little holes in the crib that
they just
make
float
the babies,
just
kind of hover in the middle of it. And so when the baby takes a crap, you open the crib up and there's just a glob of crap floating as though it were on the space station.
They do wear diapers in air cribs.
I see.
It's just there's no sheets. There's no bedding. It's just like a diaper. So, and so there's like, it eliminates SIDS or whatever, like... child getting caught up in the blankets.
I mean, do they know that SIDS is caused by children getting caught up in the blankets?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard?
On the internet.
Did you get some zine that somebody left underneath your... It was a double-sided photocopied sheet with really dense type on it. Somebody left under your windshield wiper when you were parked outside the Army Surplus store.
So, zines were really big for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And... I would have thought that there just weren't any more zines, but clearly that's not the case, because we know someone who makes a zine.
There could just be that one.
You think it might be just that one?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, I feel like zines eventually evolve into, like, the sort of weekly paper kind of things that...
Well, but
there are definitely some little independent magazines printed and left around. Yeah,
right?
No, I know.
Which I feel like is where a lot of that stuff is now.
It really put the power in the hands of the people who are just kind of batshit insane.
The internet?
Yeah. Because Time Cube guy, how many people would know about Time
Gene
Cube?
Ray.
Yeah, if in order to find out about the Time Cube, you had actually had to talk to him, nobody would know. But now everybody knows.
I told you that we invited him to speak at MIT.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you did. He didn't come.
He did.
Oh.
He totally. He came over to our fraternity and hung out for a while.
Hmm.
It's kind of a racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting guy, though.
I like that about him. Harag says, will underwater skills for muscle classes get any love eventually?
Yes.
Yes, they will get love eventually and love actually. Oh, man. Liam Neeson's wife totally died, just like in that movie.
Sucks.
Skiing accident. My wife was all like, I'm never going skiing because skiing kills everyone. And then I was reading Metafilter today about it and somebody posted some statistics. So every year in America, 34 people die skiing. 90 people die from getting struck by lightning. Apparently, 14,000 people die from falling down while walking.
14,000
people? 14,000 people a year die.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S. die by falling down while they're walking.
Huh. Is standing still more safe?
I don't
or
know. That may
running,
not be controlled.
Maybe?
My wife pointed out that might not be controlled for, in terms of age.
Right.
So,
so
you're
old
really
people.
Old and you break a hip and you fall and hit your head and
sure.
That was... That was the last little bit of skull you had left.
Huh.
It's a pebble.
That's interesting.
Or maybe you fall onto...
How many people die skiing?
30.
30.
It said 30. 34 people a year on average die in skiing accidents.
Where are these statistics from?
I don't know. Metafilter. They were in this guy's comment. They must be true.
My,
you wouldn't write something down on the internet if it wasn't true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I wonder how many people die reading that comment.
I don't know.
Every year.
Let's see. Carney Asada says, what about an SPCA where players could trade Mr. Store Familiars in? I hardly ever use my penguin since the nerf, and maybe there's another player who'd like to trade.
Wasn't there not really a nerf?
No, there really was a nerf. It was broken for a long time, and it was way, way easier to get contracts than we had intended.
Oh.
And so we fixed a typo.
I see.
In it, but it was after it was out of the store, and so I'm surprised that anybody's still pissed off about that. Actually, no, I'm not. It never surprises me, people's capacity for being pissed off about things.
They have an infinite capacity for...
They do.
Piss-offedness.
And if they have a limited capacity, there are an infinite number of them, so there is an infinite capacity.
That's true.
In the universe.
It's like the number of possible sentences in English is infinite, even though there's effectively a finite number of words.
Mm-hmm. Because sentences could just keep getting longer and longer.
Exactly. Just like this conversation.
The number of possible sentences that consist only of the word buffalo is infinite, right?
Is it really? I thought there were like a very specific set that were syntactically appropriate.
Star Spirit Gino says, Jick, that comic in your profile is hilarious. Yeah, I think so. It's the super mega about the guy whose weakness is that he can't hear the word juice.
Right.
Yeah.
The one who lives in the castle.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, so would the wizard fish still drop a fishy wand if you were fighting a... I read this as a spooky cop. And I was like, what the fuck is a spooky cop? if you were fighting a spooky copy? Yes. Yes, it would.
Assuming that you had... twiddled the bit that made the wand drop in the first place.
Yeah. So you have to tap one blue.
I told people in the forums that it can only drop.
In the first four rounds, I saw that.
First four rounds. Because there's very little point to people trying to drag combat up to 30 rounds when that is just not going to help them.
Yep. They won't believe you, though.
Is that bug still alive with the water polo stuff?
Yeah, it is. It's. I don't understand what the fuck, because I could have sworn.
Yeah.
Maybe I did something wrong.
There's nothing wrong in the statement itself, I don't think. I think that there's actually being, the conditional is being evaluated even when it's not, when you are not getting the item, when the roll was too high.
When the roll fails. It really shouldn't.
It is.
Yeah. No, I know.
Which sucks. I know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there needs to be another bit on the monster drops table that's... So basically what was happening there was the conditional for you getting that item, you're only supposed to be able to get one per ascension, but what was happening is if you were eligible for it and it didn't drop, it was setting the flag that says that you got one.
So then thereby making you ineligible for future drops. So you had to have gotten it the first time you fought the monster.
You know, I wonder, now that I think about it, I think that there might actually just be a typo in the drop.
I don't think so.
Was there an else?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Semicolon, else.
Huh.
Yeah. I messed around with it for a little bit on a spooky pirate ghost, and could not figure out a way to not make it evaluate. Granted, I don't know my way around PHP, so I know nothing.
Linguini Lad says, so why is it that after 40 adventures, the toilet paper is removed automatically from your dwelling? You know, I don't know. I was looking at that today because I was trying to figure out what some flags were because I was doing the T's. That code is fucking baffling. I have
40
no idea.
Adventures removes toilet paper
no
from
idea
your
what's
dwelling?
Going on, yeah. The yeah, toilet well, paper eventually just disintegrates on its own.
Really? I did not know
unless somebody has thrown on some more. I don't know what the fuck.
That's weird.
I have no idea why it works that way. It was a lot of effort put into something that was not at all important. Where did the toilet paper even come from? The toilet paper golem? The toilet paper roll guy?
Yeah, I mean, we were really into curse items for a week.
Yeah. We were really into curse items for, like, a minute.
Yeah.
Remember that time I had a hard-on for combat items?
like Schmitty.
C.D. Moyer described me as having a hard-on for combat items. Like, wow, do I really have a hard-on for combat items? C.D. Moyer was like, yes.
Huh.
Like, oh, okay. I guess I do. Anybody have any combat items? Linguini Lad says, so, Jick, has yelling Urbum Non Locomotus kept those kids off your lawn? Hey, that was Scully. Not me. I like having the kids on my lawn.
So you, don't really.
So that Hot Stuff can sit on a park bench and eye them with bad intent. Seriously, every time you and I are like riding our bikes somewhere and I see like a high school girl, I get Aqualung stuck in my head.
Do you really?
Because you're a pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Severus is oddly prescient.
Yeah. Severus says, no, I'm not going to say what Severus says.
Yeah.
Severus says he's been taking his Mr. Magnifico pills.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, Grandpa Sea Monkey's ramblings remind me of Abe Simpson's ramblings. Coincidence?
They're
probably
both
not.
Old.
They're both old men.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a product of the times in which we lived.
I mean, is anything that we write actually original, or is it all just sort of,
you know,
strings of thoughts that we've had?
There is nothing new under the sun, right? There is no originality anywhere, ever. Everything that is possible to think has already been thought. Yes, even that.
I had a long debate actually in high school about whether there was such a thing as original thought, or everything was synthesis of stuff that had come before.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
We never really resolved it. Like, we sort of just agreed to disagree.
Huh. What was your position?
I was on the synthesis side. I didn't think that people came up with original thoughts.
Do you believe in free will?
Oh, man, I don't know. I kind of reserve judgment on it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think trying to live in a world where there is no such thing as free will is extremely complicated.
Reading they did a study where they had people read a passage and then take a test that was very easy to cheat on, and the people who were given a passage about how it seems pretty likely that there's no such thing as free will cheated a lot more on the test than people who were given a passage about, you know,
it's
how strawberries taste good or something. Like,
it's that weird like predestination thing, right? Like, if you believe that was like Lutheranism, I think. If like a sign that you are going to heaven is that you are wealthy, right? This is the whole Protestant work ethic, right? So if you work hard to become wealthy, you are effectively guaranteeing yourself a place in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it leads to all kinds of weird logic, right? Like, if I don't have free will, then whatever I do, that was what I was always going to do anyway.
Mm.
So I might as well fuck around and, you know,
right,
steal whatever I want
all day,
yeah, or whatever, right? Like, there's just
go to Mexico and just rape,
yeah. And so that's the problem, right? Like, you begin to just have no sense of actual responsibility.
Right, but I mean, you don't have any in that case, right? So, like,
well,
you know, maybe you were predestined to just suddenly stop believing in free will, just surrender yourself to your base urges or to your base guitar.
But think of it this way: even if we don't have free will, we have the perception of free will, right?
Mm-hmm.
We think we are making decisions,
right?
I believe that. I think at the very least we believe we're making our decisions, right? And so, even if there is no free will, we are choosing to do one thing or another, and we, you know, choosing to break the law or, you know, be an asshole or whatever is the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So don't do it.
Stay off drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Stay in school. Stay in school all year. That's what Malcolm Gladwell says.
What is it? What, 12 years? 12 months a year?
Nah, I don't know. Just that the longer you stay in school, the better your odds are of being smart. No, just the whole thing where they tested like rich kids and poor kids at the beginning of the school year, and then they tested them at the beginning of the next school year, and the rich kids were way ahead of the poor kids. But then somebody had the idea to start testing them at the end of the semester too, and the gap was almost completely closed at the end of the school year.
So it's just that they got
the poor kids instead of going home and having their parents to give them, you know, take them to piano lessons and go to the museum and stuff, they just, you know, got to watch their
work the field,
watch their dads smoke pot and beat them or whatever,
like, in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they weren't smoking the pot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome getting into a fight with a stoner. You feel like Neo from the Matrix. Because every bullet
they shoot you, yeah.
So slow, yeah. It's awesome.
The puzzle game that you were playing today sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got Harry Hatsworth and the Puzzling Adventure. And I'm looking forward to getting home tonight so that I can play that some more. Because it seemed pretty fun so far.
The ability to, like, play a puzzle game to, like, power up bullets or to, like,
yeah,
make platforms appear and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like the
puzzle game very much.
I was going to say, it sounds like the puzzle game itself is not all that interesting. And that's the problem, right? Like, how do you make a game with, like, really interesting, compelling puzzles that also has sort of some other structure? I wonder if there's some way to, like, you could make, like, a word game.
Some sort of quest.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of quest involving puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Logman says, new sea content is awesome. Anything else planned for Q1? Chef staves, turtles, new drops, other fun things. Yep, some other fun things are coming out tomorrow for 1/6 of you. And, turtles, I have an idea.
We've had several turtleicious ideas.
Yeah. No, I think I'm gonna, one of these days, before the end of the month, I'm just gonna power through some turtle stuff get my will be done.
Okay.
And make it happen.
It still needs some content, though, right?
I think we sometimes, I'm not going to say this always happens. I know we've talked about this before. I think that sometimes we hold ourselves back trying to seek consensus on things. When if one of us was just like, you know what? Fuck these other dudes and just did something, everybody else would be like, okay. Because, you know, things that are already done have the distinct advantage of already being done, right? So, and it's like, okay, you know, because I don't think that there's going to be something where, you know, I think that if I were to, like, run off by myself and make a clan dungeon and I came back and I'm like, all right, guys, this clan dungeon's ready, you guys wouldn't look at it and think, oh, no, start over. I cannot masturbate to this. Make it again. You know, you'd suggest improvements. Whatever, but
that's true.
If we sat around for months trying to come up with a clan dungeon idea that satisfied all of us and was, you know, that we were happy with collectively, we would just never get anything done.
You say never, and you know we clearly accomplish things.
Sure. Yeah.
You're just never satisfied with the pace of it.
That's true. That's because I'm impatient. I wish I lived in the 80s. So I could be sitting at a desk and I'd have one drawer with a gun in it and one drawer with just piles and piles of cocaine and I'd have like 30 TVs.
Yeah, but the 30 TVs wouldn't be arrayed on some sort of cool pipe system where they'd be like all arrayed down at your desk. Because
they could be.
That's totally not
I could do it.
80s
let me do another couple of lines. I'll just do that shit myself. It'll be done by tomorrow.
I love the scenes where they're hacking with like 40 monitors.
While getting blowjobs.
Getting blowjobs, exactly.
God, that movie was fucking horrible.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I heard lots of people saying positive things about the new sea content.
No one says, hey, Jake, just a quick note to say thanks for the great game. Also, looks at the economist expectantly. Got a problem counting past 10? 11,000 dull fish scales equals lots of clicks. Boy, you're going to be sad when we come up with the recipes that require 10,000 dull fish scales, since you can't trade back from the rough ones. Icelight says, the image of the mining foreman carries 2 pickaxes. Shouldn't he have the ability to drop 2 as well? No. No. One of them you always knock loose in a fight. Doing any amount of damage to him causes the other one to be destroyed.
To be embedded in his body, and you cannot retrieve it. Or maybe it's just one axe moving really fast, so it appears as
Yeah, that's...
You're carrying a strobe light while he's coming at you.
Right,
in
right.
In that image.
Especially if you're wearing a... if you're wearing that... sometimes the miner's helmets that malfunction.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. MME says, the writing for the new sea content is pure awesome sauce. I love Grandpa's tails and Grandma's crocheted toilet paper coat. Well done. Yeah, that was all Riff and Scully. Rocking that shit. Hard as you like. Linguini Lad says, it would be neat if there was a PDF on the internet that had alternate labels that you could print up and slap on your favorite booze bottle. You know, like Definite, Jorge Simsonte, etc.
Huh.
You were wanting to make labels for our limoncello.
Yeah, I wanted us to have a little alcohol brewery-style label system. Yeah.
Damn microphone. You should get on that. You should make one of those.
Yeah, yeah. I should do it so that it's got sort of parts that can be swapped in and out depending on what fruit it is based on.
Right. Interchangeable parts. Oh, hey, I finally won my first game of Civ 4 last night.
Oh, good.
Warlike.
The whole time?
You
filled out the whole continent?
I filled out the whole continent, yeah. I killed the Mayans. I'm like, screw you, Mayans. And then I was like, yeah, you're next, Napoleon. And I pwned Napoleon. Although he managed to get off the continent and establish one more colony.
That's funny.
But he was nothing at that point.
Yeah, no.
He was just on a tiny little tip of...
Elba.
So that's the Japanese and the Incas left.
Okay.
And I went forward to establish the United Nations and couldn't get the votes. Everybody was pleased with me. I had good relations with everybody, but I couldn't get the votes for... I became Secretary General, but I didn't become, like, Supreme Overlord of the Earth. So then I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to build a spaceship. And so I just went.
So you didn't... It wasn't actually a warlike victory then?
No. No. But it was, I mean, the thing is, I don't think that I would have been able to, I've never been able to win without a military. I mean, and it is entirely possible that the game is just not set up so that you can win without a military.
I think you can. I think it is possible, but I don't think it is easy by any means.
The next one I will try, I will only ever use defensive units.
Dude,
you
just
have to really, you have to expand really aggressively in the beginning. So just focusing on just cranking out settlers as fast as I can for the first, like, you know, 50, 60 turns of the game.
Yeah. Do you scum games at all?
No, I don't like doing that because they take so long that it's...
Well, but no, I mean, like, starting a game and
I see.
Exploring a little bit, find the best place to put your first city and then move forward from there.
Oh. No.
Huh.
No, I don't do that. I just basically always take the game's recommendations on where to build cities because it looks at the tiles...
Right.
In terms of the resources available and stuff. And it's
Yeah.
I also played it on, like, quick mode.
What's that?
It's just you end up playing the game in a lot fewer turns. It doesn't seem any different, really, but it's just the game goes faster.
Wonder if it just scales things up in the time frame.
Definitely more years pass per turn, which, you know.
Huh. So it's probably just fewer turns with... A lot more advancement. That's kind of interesting.
Just everything is multiplied, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. Like, just focusing on military from the beginning made it so I just sort of ruined both of the neighboring civilizations. Like, maybe on a higher difficulty level. I mean, I was playing it on the standard difficulty, which is, like, second from the bottom of a list of 10 or 12
wow.
settings.
That's interesting.
It's a fun game, though.
Yeah,
I haven't played any Civilization games, really, since Civ 1 when I was, like, in junior high.
I played some Civ 3. I played some Alpha Centauri and some original Civ. I never played Civ 2.
I liked the idea of Alpha Centauri, but the graphics, man. I just hated the graphics from Civ 2.
Yeah.
To the point where I just couldn't deal with it. Yeah, I don't know what my problem is with graphics like that. It's that whole thing's not
isometricness.
The fact that it's a square grid, but that it's at an angle. There is almost no game like that.
So
that
confusing to move around.
SimCity 2000 is like that.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed SimCity 2000. I played a lot of SimCity.
There's 2000. A SimCity for the iPhone.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like $10. I've not tried it. It's gotten really good reviews.
Is it like a remake of SimCity 1?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I played the Super Nintendo SimCity a lot.
Huh. And I can't imagine doing it on anything other than a PC.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
Do you think people actually learn anything about...
City planning,
or like human relationships through these games at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like maybe you can learn a little bit about history in terms of, like, what technologies bred which other technologies and stuff. You know,
sure.
And, you know, like, I would not have any idea what a trireme was if I had never played. Although there are no triremes in Civ 4.
Huh.
There are, like, caravels instead.
Interesting.
You make a galley.
I remember being kind of blown away by, like, real urban planning. Just besides, like, the whole, like, we could build a skyscraper, which sort of boggles my mind. Just the, like, people in urban, like, engineers realizing that they need to have, like, floodplains in cities in case it rains and need, you know, somewhere for the water to go and stuff like that, and having, like, all these, like, building just these huge depressions all around the city so there's places for water to go in case of, like, torrential rain and stuff like that so it won't flood the rest of the city and stuff.
Right.
And, like, just all kinds of just weird things that you just don't, you know, as an average citizen, you either never think about or, like...
I mean, I feel like that's the kind of thing that requires sort of more than a lifetime's worth of experience to really understand.
Right.
And so somebody who's not doing it...
Doesn't ever encounter
it. You know, has never been in a city that flooded, right, is just not going to have any idea.
Yeah.
A Naked Jew points out that Ira Levin is the person who wrote Rosemary's Baby.
Oh.
That's why I know that name.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a scientist.
It could be.
That's true.
That could have been a factually accurate film.
It was actually a documentary.
Yeah.
It was a book first. It could have been a textbook.
Yes.
Textbook on how to breed.
Or how to make delicious rosemary flavored babies.
Let's see. Shotgun Michael says, first 300, now giant blue penis. Zack Snyder trying to tell us something?
I watched 300 for the first time recently,
mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it is extremely stylized, and, like, I was worried that it was going to be, like, as stylized as, like, the Frank Miller's stuff, like, Sin City, which I did not really like.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was, like, it was still movie-like in a lot of ways. I don't know. It was not quite as far as, like, Sin City, and it was, you know... It was pretty good. It was like an action movie, and it was kind of over the top in a lot of ways, but I can see why
some
it was
big
parody so much. Yeah. Very early in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how you catch a bear? You dig a hole, and you fill it with ashes, and then you put peas around the edge of the hole, and when the bear bends over to take a pee, you kick him in the ash hole.
Right.
Yeah. Dankia Tallow says, which one of you do you think would survive the longest in the event of a zombie apocalypse? If we had guns, I would say me.
I spent a lot more time reading whenthezombiesattack.com or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that's an awesome website.
Really?
I don't remember if it's that one or, like, it's something very close to that .com. And it's just, it is a serious discussion board of, like, what happens when the zombies attack, like, you know, how long will our various services last, you know, water and electricity and that kind of thing, and, like, where will be the safe places to go and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
That scene in The Road where he starts filling up the bathtub with water when he sees the bombs dropping on the horizon.
Yeah.
And she says, why are you taking a bath? And he says, I'm not. Like, I was like, wow.
That's pretty...
That makes me like that character a lot. Like, that was a cool... God damn, that book is good.
God.
I kind of want to read it.
So depressing.
I might kill myself.
Yeah.
Sarah says, speaking of authors who are douchebags, Orson Scott Card. Man, I feel guilty for liking that guy's books. Yeah. He's quite a misogynist. And
is Orson Scott Card the one that
Mormon.
Moved to Thailand? Who's the one there? I'm thinking of somebody else.
You're thinking of Arthur C. Clarke from Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, thank you. Yeah. He wrote, Arthur C. Clarke wrote Panopticon, is that right? It's like
I don't know.
A short story.
I don't know.
About, like, about the prison, whatever.
Really? A Panopticon is a type of prison designed by...
So that a single guard can, like...
Jeremy Bentham.
Yeah.
Disambiguation. Panopticon, a fictional place in the television series Doctor Who.
No.
A fictional place in Mirrodin. What's Mirrodin? Oh, a Magic the Gathering expansion. So it doesn't look like there's
any Arthur C. Clarke connection.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, never mind.
There was a Panopticon in that text adventure about the Logos slouching towards Bedlam.
Right.
God, that was a good game.
I never finished it. I got sort of halfway through or a quarter of the way through and was like, I don't really know what to do next.
Boy,
I just didn't spend a lot of time.
One that I played to like every possible ending. Like what? Once you sort of figure out what's going on, you're like, okay, wow, there's a lot of different ways that this can play out. Like, so there's an ending that you get on your first move.
Right.
Right. That's arguably the best ending. Like, man, that's a good game. Everybody should play that. Everybody should download like Gargoyle or Windfrotz and then find Slouching Towards Bedlam.
Is it on the phone?
Oh, I mean the one on the phone is just a Z Machine.
Right, but it comes pre-installed with a bunch of stuff.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. I don't think that I could play a text adventure on the phone though.
Why?
Because I type when I'm playing a text adventure, I type really, really fast because I'm just like sort of constantly looking back over room descriptions repeatedly and
oh really
like yeah. I mean, I guess with some shortcuts that I tried playing Zork on a Palm Pilot.
Slouching Toward Bedlam, and in fact, I have it when I started up. It was already in the middle of it because I was playing it again recently.
Well, yeah. Orson Scott Card is a really serious asshole.
I've never met him in person.
I mean, I haven't either. I just read interviews with him
where he was betrays some.
Shotgun Michael says, pot is the one thing I envy Americans for. Our government is making it more illegal for some reason. Shotgun Michael also says, are there any plans to alleviate the terrible, huge grind that is the level 11 and 12 quests? Well, there are plans to alleviate you crying some more. Yeah. We can have a baseball bat. I think I had a dream about the baseball bat here. I had a dream that something was going on, and I was like, I need to find that baseball bat. I don't know what it was. Let's see. Clonk says, what's the third guild test for? It doesn't do/unlock anything, and just delays store access, bug or feature. They used to none of them do anything.
That's true. They just slowly unlocked stuff as we got more ideas. Yeah.
Mayan by Alex says, what work are you doing right now that we can't see, or work that we can't see and will never see? You're never going to see all the work on the flags.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of back end stuff that we've been doing lately. Making the log reading tools more sort of useful and complete. And we've been fixing, we've done a lot of work on the, like when people report bugs, how we handle those. Those are, I guess we can talk about that more now, because I think we're kind of like in the final phase of that, right? So, yeah. Bug gets reported, goes into this like triage phase where all the dev team volunteers that we have can read them and comment on them, and then they can basically forward them to anyone on staff. The person that they feel is most likely able to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And then we look at them and can
look up and say, it's in your closet.
Yeah. So then we have access to things like your inventory and your flag states and stuff like that. And
we
so
control
we can,
the vertical.
Yeah.
We control the horizontal. Too.
There's nothing wrong with your TV set.
It's in the closet.
It's in the closet. We put it there. So we can resolve people's problems. And, you know, the thing is, like, I'd say 8 or 9 times out of 10, it's like, I can't, this item's missing, this item disappeared, and it is somewhere in your inventory that you're just not seeing. It's like, it's called something other than you think it is, or you've got it on, or it's on your hand in your terrarium. You know, like, there are just a bunch of things that it's not really a bug. And so, a lot of that stuff is getting handled now. Whereas it wasn't before.
It is. People are getting personal personal replies to a lot of bug reports. Yeah. A lot of people talking about how their antique spear is missing.
Yeah.
And how there really ought to be a message if it's going to break. And then we say, there totally is.
Yeah.
And you just don't read. People don't read.
Well, to be fair, it's a relatively short message in combat that you might miss if you're just clicking through stuff.
Yeah.
It's harder to double click in combat now.
I ought to put a picture on it. Because then that'll at least
draw some attention to it. That would draw some attention to it.
GigaShadow555 wrote, random idea for getting use out of already obtained familiar hatchlings. Allow the person to use the hatchling to add 5 pounds to the familiar of the same kind already obtained. Kind of odd story justification-wise, but it might be an interesting idea. I don't know, it's pretty easy to justify anything narratively. We could just put in your campsite, like, a cannibalism blender. And so then any hatchling that you put in there, you then force the familiar of the appropriate type to eat the smoothie of its young.
That would make certain trophies trivial. Yeah. They're not super hard at this point anyway, but trivial.
But it'd be awesome if there was something going on, you know, where, like, that we made a Mr. Store familiar that, like, here's what we should do. Yeah. We make a Mr. Store familiar can level up infinitely, right?
Yeah.
And is just 10% meat and items per pound, right? So then the only way that you... But it stops gaining experience. So the only way that you can continue to level it up is by feeding it hatchlings.
Plus one turn at rollover per pound.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Punicron says, I've been afraid of the phrase user-created content since I found out that someone had added a video to the Wikipedia page for ejaculation.
Wow, really?
Sweet.
I can't imagine that stayed on there for very long. There was a weird... like, animated GIF on one of the pages for, I don't know if it was Evolution or something, but it was, like, it showed, like, from sponge to human, like, the sort of, like, down the tree, what our probable path was from, you know, the first very basic multicellular organism to human.
But it got removed.
No, it was there. It's just weird that somebody would go through the effort of putting that together.
An animated GIF.
Yeah. There's a lot of morphing.
Elroy Jetson says, you need to check out Cloris Leachman's first film appearance in Kiss Me Deadly, a Mickey Spillane film noir from 1955. Yeah. Cloris Leachman's old as shit.
What is that in regards to?
How old is Lucy Lawless?
I don't know. 40?
Yeah, she's 40. Somehow, I had it in my head that she was, like, really old.
Really?
And I think the Pretentious Artist told me once that she was, like, 50, like, 10 years ago. And I was like, she's really old. But no, turns out that was complete bullshit. That happened with somebody else, too. There was somebody else recently that I had thought was really old. And it was somebody else that the Pretentious Artist had told me was really old. And then I was like, look at this. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Maybe his one weakness is that he thinks everybody's really old.
Yeah, maybe he thinks everyone is 50, no matter how old they are. Istanbul says, electric shit comes from electric eels, which are in the next zone in the sea, right? Their electric eels were in the second zone.
Yeah,
well,
I'm confused.
They're acoustic electric eels. Yeah, get it. Of the Hill People says, hey, can we get a campground resting adventure that's pretty much the entirety of Weird Al's Albuquerque? Given that you have a bowling ball, a glowing snorkel, and other items. Best trophy ever, I'd think. Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard that song except live.
Huh.
And it didn't seem that exciting. Sort of like trapped in the drive-thru.
Weird Al puts on a good live show.
He really does.
That is, I told that you. Is definitely worth going to next time he's at your state fair.
Yeah.
Is playing state fair... How do I put this? Like a...
Is it like playing Vegas?
Are you on the downward spiral at that point, or what is happening there?
In like 97, Morrissey played the State Fair.
Okay,
here.
But what does that
mean? Morrissey doesn't have much of a career. Yeah. He played two shows in the U.S. on that tour, one in LA and one at the Arizona State Fair.
Weird.
Yeah, it's packed.
Yeah, I mean, we went to see Weezer and it was pretty full. It was a great show, you know? I don't know. I just don't understand, like... State fairs do not seem like regular, like, stadium venues, but they're, like, probably the step below it in terms of the number of people you're going to get in terms of venues.
But
stuff.
It's free is a weird thing.
Well, no. It's like they often have free sections and then paid sections.
Well, okay.
But right? They're getting paid to do the show, right? The state's footing the bill. You have to pay to get into the fair.
That's true. Zom Goober Clubber says, you are destroying music.
Wow, by yourself.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, so can we expect to see any Yarwals in the sea? And then links to questionablecontent.net. Questionable content is that... web, there's that web comic that I don't understand. I see Yarwhal isn't a real word. Yes, it is. It's a piratical narwhal.
I see.
Yeah, I remember not ever finding anything that was good in
is
questionable.
Is questionable content the one with the... I mean, it's just like people, like humans and like the little robot, or am I thinking of something else?
Humans and the little robot.
There's like a little... Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't...
No, I don't know.
My webcomic knowledge is weak.
Huh, so Tales of the Black Freighter on Blu-ray and DVD March 24th.
Is that the expanded version of
Tuesday
Watchmen, or
no? Well, it's the
is
Watchmen.
It just the
pirate stuff.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I just learned something interesting from an advertisement. Okay. Sakura Kayori says the underwater clan dungeon should have mermaids. Yeah, except they'll be the kind of mermaid that's a fish from the top half and a woman on the bottom half.
Awesome.
Gleeb says the currency of all future clan dungeons should be different kinds of nickels. Come on, it'd be funny. That would be funny. Let's see. Fotev says, hey guys, perhaps as the first level of the sea was not two adventures per, without fishy, more people would farm food and thus the rest of the sea. That's kind of an interesting theory.
Yeah. But the people who farm it and then can sell it, mm-hmm. The fact that, I mean, you can just buy all that stuff if you really want to get your foothold.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know, I'm curious as to when we're done with it. Like, if we were to just put a quest down there with some really nice gear as a reward that you could do once per ascension, you know, then a ton of people would do it.
I mean, there's something down there now that is going to get people down there as soon as they figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll see what that does, you know.
Let's see. Linguini Lad says, why does Grandpa still act like Grandma's missing? She has returned to the castle. He doesn't, as far as I know.
He shouldn't. Yeah, that was checked.
Yeah. Let's see. Gleeb says, I bought an external hard drive on Newegg a few months ago, a terabyte for like $90.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
External? Because I saw the internal ones for 70 or 80 or 90, whatever. My external was like 100 and, it was a terabyte for like 120, 130. But it's also like some sort of ecologically friendly low power consumption drive. But yeah, I don't even know anymore what hard drive space means. Because I can just put an infinite array of terabyte drives next to my computer.
Yes, you can. We should take a break.
Okay.
We'll play two fish songs, and that'll get us through a long
45 long minutes.
Divide. I'm from the mountaintop. You'll need a two-car garage. I'm building you a pyramid with limestone blocks so large. I drag them from the mountaintop. You'll need a two-car garage. And it's the ocean flowing in our veins. Ooh, cause it's the salt that's in our tears. Cause we could have come so very far. Oh, in at least as many years. Take the highway through the great divide. Take the highway. The ocean flowing in our veins. Oh, cause there's the salt that's in our tears. Oh, cause we could have come so very far. Oh, in at least as many years. Take the highway.
Waiting, calculating. to pull me down.
we're back. Just tapping that red, tapping the red, tapping the red, tap, tap, tapping the red. if we had like a keg of Cabernet, we'd be tapping the red.
Like a cask? Or like a...
No, like a keg. You get some...
Wine,
you know,
wine
keg
comes
of that
in boxes,
carbonated wine.
Bottles, and casks, right?
No, it comes in kegs.
A half keg. A half keg of wine.
You get a pony keg of Baudelaire.
Baudelaire.
Yeah. Half a keg of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. That sounds like wine.
Mm-hmm. There probably is some sort of Chaucer label somewhere.
Mikey G says, Jick and Scully, I will take care of you guys when you're shitting your diapers, and I won't be a pussy about it. Yeah. Clonk says, doesn't it strike you as funny that a few years ago people would evade censuses and stuff, and now between MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, they give out all kinds of personal info? I never give out any personal info.
Yeah, I don't know that those are the same people, I feel like.
Yeah, all the people who are evading censuses, you don't know who they are, man.
Yeah, they're not.
They're underground, they're not, man.
They
had to go.
They're mole people.
Yeah, Morlocks.
Have you read the John Hodgman's new book? Isn't it out?
It is. I bought it. I can't really read it
because it's not in English.
Yeah. No, it's like it's. You know, I should like put it in the bathroom, I guess. The first one I just read from start to finish, but this one has a section of each page that is like an excerpt of a day from an almanac. So it's like a TV guide kind of thing, right? Little section of each page that's like its own contiguous narrative through the entire book.
Right.
Drives me crazy. I just can't read it.
What? Why don't you read that?
Read through and read all those first and then go back and just read it and ignore it. I guess I could try that.
That's. I mean, I would read one or the other first, and then go back and read the other one. I don't know which one I'd go for.
It drives me fucking nuts, though. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I can't do it.
You can't bifurcate your reading consciousness enough to do the two. I never liked textbooks because inevitably in textbooks there's like the main body of the text, and then there's always sidebars on every page.
It's like a photograph, and then like a paragraph of text, really narrow on the.
Yeah, and like it's pertinent, or you know, like some sort of like. Tangential information about the other stuff that you're learning about, so it's good for breadth of knowledge, but it's really frustrating to like stop reading the main sort of flow of text, read something else, and then come back. Like that's just not a good way to present information if you want somebody to really sort of be able to focus on it.
In the John Hodgman book is really laid out like an Uncle John's bathroom reader kind of thing, you know, like a lot of lists and tables and stuff, but it's like I don't know. I mean, I have read a bunch of it, you know, but like...
Maybe it's not meant to be read...
I think maybe that's the case. It's not, you know, you're not supposed to just sit down and read it as a book. Let's see. Glebe says, can we have a way to empty our inventory? Or better yet, empty somebody else's inventory? Think of the lag reduction. Yeah. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmitz has Pepsodent as toothpaste. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of, what's that stuff that you, it's like Alka-Seltzer that you put in a glass of water and then you drop your dentures in it. Remember those?
Oh,
commercials?
Yeah.
Some sort of...
Something Dine, maybe?
Sensodyne? Sensodyne is a toothpaste, but it's for sensitive teeth, not for dentures. Huh. I don't think you brush your teeth when you have dentures. What was the, there was a commercial with like some old guy and was like, ugh, caraway seeds! Because it would like get stuck in between his gums and his dentures.
I don't remember that at all.
Remember that?
No. I remember...
Because I'd never even heard of a fucking caraway seed before that. I'm like, what... what the fuck is the matter with you, old man? Like, caraway seeds. I've never heard of caraway seeds outside of that context. But apparently it's a big problem. For the elderly.
People.
Yeah. Maybe caraway seeds are something that comes with ribbon candy. Although I always really liked ribbon candy. I feel like the candy that I associate with old people is ribbon candy, and then...
Is ribbon candy like the taffy?
No, it's just like hard candy.
Okay. Like the one, like the long straw-shaped pieces of...
No, they look like
hard
little thin
candy.
Lasagna noodles, but they're folded back in on themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, and you can, like, break off chunks of it.
Yeah, there's always, like, a dish that they're all stuck together because they've been in the dish for 10 years.
Right, right, right.
The whole candy dish thing. I don't really...
Huh.
It seems like a good way to get your candy all dusty. Which, maybe some people are into that. Or maybe, I guess, they had servants back then to dust the candy
dust
for them.
The individual candies. I always felt like my grandma had candy in, like, a jar that had a lid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess a candy dish with a lid that you could lift off.
Like the little mint jars. I think those are mint taste dusty, though. Mint taste dusty. Ha! Unintentional humor.
I had a bowl, like this sort of carved glass bowl that was a candy dish, but it was always empty, right? It sat in the living room, and I would use it whenever I came home from school. My mom would have bought me a bag of Skittles, and I would eat a bag of, I would pour the bag of Skittles into it, because it was a wide bowl, so I was able to
sort
the colors, and I would eat Skittles while I watched Masters of the Universe.
The entire bag? Like, one of the small bags?
Yeah, okay. She just got me the actual candy aisle.
Okay.
Single serving bag of Skittles, yeah. Not like a big bag.
Like a giant bag. Skittles were pretty good. I liked Skittles a lot. I liked Skittles and sweet tarts. I liked Laffy Taffy. Like the grape flavored Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
It was hard to find.
I was thinking about it. My family was kind of averse to buying things in bulk. I don't really understand why. Because you talked about it, your mom bought cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I could not even imagine buying cartons of cigarettes.
My mom would, we'd buy the giant bags of peanut M&Ms, and put those. We had like a little, there was like a jar on a stand. It looked kind of like a, if you took your eye out of your eye and you stick it and you like make the lens part a lid. And then the nerve was a stand. It's kind of what it looked like.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's a little strange. But it was like made out of, it's like a handmade pot thing. It was weird.
Your
mom
was smoking some handmade pot.
Yeah. Anyway, this was always filled with
your mom's like always
peanut M&Ms. She
buys cartons of joints.
She alluded to a time in her past when she smoked up on occasion.
Huh.
But we never really talked about drugs. I think she always assumed that I was doing drugs. She assumed my life was a lot more illicit than it ever was. Mm-hmm. She assumed that I was like having sex when I was 14, and
right.
She was like always getting angry at me for like getting girls pregnant and stuff. And I'm like, Mom, you're just not in touch with me at all.
Oh boy.
She's like, no, stop sharing needles. I'm like, seriously. You're just, somehow you got the wrong kid at the hospital or something, because we did not live the same lives.
Bearskin Rug says, can the boss drops from the level 12 quest count as parts of an outfit? Like the wreath of laurels could be worn instead of the beer helmet. The boss drops are great, but when their extra power would help the most during the war, you can't use them. Yeah, people are frustrated by that whole thing, but that's part of the game, man. The boss drops are meant to really be useful later. It would be kind of nice if there were some hard fights in the end game.
Yeah.
You know, the...
The level 12 bosses are pretty tough.
That's true. But you have to be in uniform to fight them.
Yeah.
I'm saying in the Sorcerer's Tower.
Oh.
You know what we should do?
You could fight the tower monsters.
You could.
They're pretty tough.
Yeah. Good idea. Let's see.
People have beaten them.
GigaShadow555 says, Jacob, if it makes you feel any better, I always look in people's stores before buying something. If the text inside is sufficiently retarded, I won't buy from them. That does make me feel better about the world. HasteBro says, is it possible to make clan leaders and only leaders able to see if players have multis or not? No.
Yeah, no. Wow.
Raijin Ely says, is KOL a shtick and figures game? How droll. You're supposed to say something.
It was just not funny enough. I really also don't like it when you do the how droll thing.
Why?
It creeps me out. You did it a lot, like one day, and it It's like,
why does that creep you out?
I don't know.
In Harry Hatsworth, they do this thing. Have you ever played a game? They've been doing this a lot recently, I feel like, where, like Animal Crossing. Did you ever watch anybody play Animal Crossing? Where when the text is displaying, it is also sort of using fake clips of kind of vaguely talky-sounding noises.
So they did that in Katamari, I think.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it does that when Harry Hatsworth talks, except it's all like old man grumbling.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of awesome.
Huh.
It's kind of I can't do it justice by doing an impression.
I'll have to borrow it from you when you're sort of done with it.
Yeah.
This is like the second to the last show in town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's like the last Thursday show, at least.
Yeah. So, things are...
things are going to get all shaken up.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't told anybody about that.
Well, but it's important.
The Thursday show will change times.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be off in parts unknown.
He's going on his vision quest.
Yeah, I'm going on a vision quest sabbatical. Kevin B. says, can we / buy Fizzy Tonic and Curative Nostrum? Nope. Not now. We can't. ACM says, in the last show, Jake said he was pleased that you could actually play the Spooky Raven sheet music. Come again? Where/how does one glimpse such notes? In the diary.
Yeah.
That sheet music is for real. Quietus says, when are you going to make the Valentines usable like bricks, coffee mugs, etc.? As it is, the send message page always shows the Valentine form whenever you have one in your inventory. That is actually a good idea.
Oh, wow.
Making Valentines into curse items and just having them send a message with no note. I guess you can add a note.
You could add a note. I mean, you can add a note to the...
to bricks.
Well, and to...
all kinds of stuff.
Other kinds of things that are just in different forms, so it should be fine.
Cuppo Club says, have you ever thought of making an iPhone app for Kingdom of Loathing? Maybe it would look like this. Disregard the part about maybe it would look like this. I don't know.
I mean, you can already play KOL on your phone.
That's true.
In fact, I am right now.
You are. Captain Kirk says, I really think the writing in this game is one of the stronger features of the content for the users. Since you have this radio show and some listeners don't play the game, how about a dramatic reading by the original author of one of your best pieces of writing in the game? Also, I'd like to know more about who writes what in the game. Thanks. Also, if this works out well, maybe you could have readings from time to time. You know, there are a lot of things back from the early days of KOL that I have no idea which one of us wrote. Neither Scully nor I can remember who wrote some
That's
of the
awesome.
Stuff. Yeah. It makes me happy. Oxymoron 92993 says, how come I can't use the command / don't smoke nada pipes? Moment of silence.
Yeah. Alright. Moving on.
Max Mall Multi says, any chance we get little green messages in chat when something sells in the mall? Make it toggleable? People have asked for that.
Potential to be super spammy.
Yeah, but not only for people, you know, well, let it turn us off, but somebody could turn it on and it would, like, you know, really, really dramatically increase the volume of data that's being processed by event notifications, right? And so, I mean, it just seems like...
seems bad for the
server. We've gotten this far without it, so...
just watch your meat. If it goes up, you're like, woohoo, I sold something.
Cubs Maniac says, is there any way we could have a link to the sea after getting Das Boot from the old man in future ascensions? You do have a link to the sea, don't you?
There is a link in the menu pane.
Once you've got it open.
But, is the question, like, can we skip the opening part? Is that the question?
I think we should let people skip it.
So it skipped the old man quest, basically?
Yeah.
Ascension? Huh.
If they want to. Well, you gotta talk to him, but I mean, I think you should be able to go talk to him if you have the aerated helmet. Like, I think you should be able to pull the aerated helmet and go talk to him at level 1.
Huh. That'll make things interesting.
I doubt it. I doubt if anybody would ever do anything down there.
It's possible. I mean... yeah, I don't know. The monsters are so strong that if you can beat them, would it be worth it to pull something that gave you some... yeah. That
I mean, can you pull a sushi rolling mat? You'd have to pull a sushi rolling mat, and then you'd have to pull fish meat.
Which is why we made it like that, but
yeah,
you know, the stats that you gain from killing those monsters might be worth two turns. If you can do them super early.
It would only be one turn. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Although maybe, you know, maybe making something like that where in order to really do it you need a bunch of pulls is interesting. Right? Because then your pull strategy becomes a lot more complicated.
Yo-Yo God says, why doesn't the vegetable gremlin drop vegetables? Because they're not really vegetables. They're filled with veins and gremlin blood and organs and stuff. You wouldn't want to eat them. Elfin says, have you guys considered updating the girls slash boys of loathing pictures? They've been there for quite a long time. Eh. The in the big book of pirate insults always makes me not able to find it in the Hanks drop-down. Remove the. People keep telling me that they want me to remove the from Thug a bunch Finders of accordion thief books. Buffs. Accordion thief songs, yeah. Rather. Gleeb says, if you started a separate Twitter just for Thomas Jefferson and pics of him in different hats, how many thousands of followers do you think it would have? I don't know.
It's one of those things that if it kind of virally caught on, because there's the how many followers does that mime have? Yeah. Man, it's just no effort for somebody to put somebody else on follow on Twitter. So I don't know.
Yeah. We should do a weekly Thomas Jefferson picture.
It'd be tricky if we wanted to always have a different hat on, though.
Be hard. Be hard to.
Because we only have a dozen hats at this point for him.
But, I mean, I have hats at home, right? So I could bring in a hat. I have a bunch of hats, actually. I have multiple fedoras.
But, yeah, but I mean...
Roy's got sombreros.
Do we allow multiple fedoras as different hats?
I don't know.
Because I feel like we would be kind of cheating our theme if we let... You get another
100 different baseball caps.
Beer, yeah, or another Bierstein hat.
Yeah, I've never seen another Bierstein hat.
That's true.
Could take him to a hat store.
That would be kind of
cool. A turban.
Oh, a turban would be good. We could just get him a towel and wrap his head up.
Yeah, that's true. Like he just washed his hair.
Yes.
King Stupid says, don't feel bad, Jick. My wife's impression of me is Adam Carolla, Adam Carolla. Jick, Jick, Jick. So at least you've got one less than me. Rickett says, underscores in Candy Heart messages, please. Before you ask, yes, you really haven't added those already. I am pretty surprised that when I was doing those things. The nice thing about underscores in Candy Heart messages is that I could just extend a hyphen and move it down a little bit and do that without having to actually do anything. I'm going to put that on my list of shit what get done soon. Maybe. Maybe the game is all super slow. I'll have the soup. Doing. So somebody was complaining about... I forgot to read this. I meant to read it and then talk to you about it. Somebody was saying that they didn't like the new tutorial swooping in and telling you what was going on at the Hermit.
Okay.
Thing. Because they reminded them of other games that pissed him off that it holds your hand for too long.
We have had so many reports from people that were just so confused about the Hermit and stuff, which is why it shows up all the time now and why it reminds you how to use him, even though he's part of the tutorial.
Nobody remembers it.
Nobody seems to remember it. So it's you know, I can understand it being annoying for veteran players, but we could turn it off for people that have more than two ascensions or something. Like, if you've ascended a couple times and you forget.
Even if you've ascended once.
Yeah. Well, maybe, no, because enough stuff is tradable. If you've gone through a Ronin and ascended, right? So you...
Sure. The thing is, you know, it basically, it's, you know, I replaced the message that says you have to have a Hermit permit to trade here with a message that says the tutorial flies down and says, hey, remember that you need a Hermit permit to, you know, it's not like...
Yeah, but it's, I mean, stylistically, I can see what he's saying.
Sure.
It's much more sort of like touchy-feely than the other stuff. The fact that the Hermitage shows up now, and it wasn't so much the tutorial telling you about the Hermit permit is not as important as the being like...
You need
the worthless
ends from the sewer.
Because that is not clued.
Yeah.
that was not clued from the text.
Yeah. And, you know, it made a lot of sense when there were only 5 zones in the game. Like...
Yeah, and when you didn't have to get something from him to, you know, complete quests and stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's see. Mecha says, what is the reasoning behind the particular amount of maximum hobo power you decided upon? I don't remember any of that.
I mean, a lot of the decisions in the NB are kind of arbitrary. But, like, we just decided... I think we decided sort of what the various alignments of the hobo power we're going to do.
And then try to come up with a number that had reasonable, simple multipliers that were within tolerances.
So, yeah. So...
Someone else says, in your personal character profile, your list of skills should change your cursor into a hand icon to better demonstrate the fact that you can click on the skill name for a description. Something that I kind of want to do is give every skill an icon.
Oh, God.
And display an icon there. Because
almost
getting
all of them
used to
have it in the combat action bar.
What's that?
Almost all of them have
but
icons.
But not passives and outside
right.
of combat skills, right? So it's...
Sure.
Like... Yeah. I feel like... We basically train people that if you see a 30 by 30 image, you can click on it for details, right? So then it, you know.
Right.
But
there's a lot of stuff that's just a name that you can also click on for details, like, and that you don't really necessarily clue, like, the...
But almost everything has a hand.
Consumption records and stuff like that.
That's true. But that's,
Ascension
those
histories.
Are links. I mean, it turns into a hand when you mouse over it.
Why doesn't the skill?
Because there's some JavaScript that runs when you click on a span. I didn't know how to do the hand thing, and I did that a long time ago. And Xeno taught me how at some point.
I see. How do you do the hand thing?
It's just some attribute that you can give a span, and it's...
I see.
Yeah.
Why didn't you...
You know, I think he wrote something, we can just do class equals hand, and it...
I see.
And it's got whatever...
But why not just make something an actual link and turn off the underline?
Yeah, that would work too.
Yeah. Whatever. We have different styles. I don't use much of the, like, CSS stuff in anything ever when I write HTML.
Fred Levi says, the other summoning skills can round down to how much I can cast. Why can't the pasta/sash/cocktail crafting summon skills do the same? Dude, I don't know. Do you think I know anything about the code? Because I don't know anything about the code. Sable4 says, after listening to your talk about light HTTPD on the last radio show, I checked it out. Apparently it can run PHP. Yeah, but it can't. If you have it set up to where it runs PHP, you're losing a lot of the advantage of having it not have to load a bunch of libraries and stuff. So we don't want Lighty running PHP. Fucking Lighty.
Lighty?
Yeah. That's what Geff calls it, and so now it's gotten me doing it.
That's funny.
Frank and Mean says, can the radio archive link here be updated to the correct location, please? Yeah, because on the radio page, the archive link was broken. And I fixed that today, actually, using the new bug report system. Somebody sent that one to me, and I fixed it.
Yep.
iClubU says, also, you don't have to change the brigand image, just thought it was funny. And also, exactly what hats are in Thomas Jefferson's complement of hats right
now. Wow, that's so interesting that people are curious about Thomas Jefferson and his hat collection.
Yeah. You'll see him. Gwez just says, can any of the devs give an explanation for why the ice pick has less plus item find than the bounty hunting helmet? The ice baby was upgraded 2 years ago to beat the tropical crimbo items.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was necessarily upgraded to beat the tropical crimbo items.
The ice items are, because it's so versatile, it's okay for it to not be as good as the bounty hunting helmet. And the bounty hunting helmet, or whatever, is supposed to be the best item in its class for... And it's, like, location. It's,
for item drops.
Yeah. For item drops.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
Oh, let's see. Blizzbub says, a /unequip input that lets you unequip all would be less annoying than this damn macro chain I had to set up. Well, you know, you could just do /outfit none.
Yeah, or /outfit naked.
/outfit naked or /outfit birthday.
Yeah.
That works.
And I thought CDMR had actually written /unequip all as well.
So did I. But I don't know.
No.
Gleeb says, Jick, have you thought about the Hodgman critical thing at all like you promised you would? Perhaps you could code it so Hodgman didn't crit until round 7 or so. Yeah, so... It is still possible for bad RNG to fuck somebody out of a hamster run if they get bad luck with Hodgman's crits, right?
If they're skirting the limit of what's possible.
Sure, but we decided that we did not want a killing him solution that was set up to only work a third of the time.
So,
or whatever.
Use something that prevents monster crits?
Like what?
There's something that prevents monster crits.
Yeah, there's one thing that I know about. I don't think that those things are really properly spaded.
Okay, then, you know? If a solution already exists, I don't know that we need to necessarily...
It wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
Would it not?
You'd have to extend combat by another round to use that.
Huh.
Stupak 2 says, Turtle Tamer should get double the experience for their familiars. Probably wouldn't be that big of an advantage nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of a neat idea. Fujiko says, if somebody were to manage to create Rainbow Pearl jewelry, would it show up in their list of discoveries? Yes. We're thinking about doing something kind of mean. Kind of nice, kind of mean.
Yeah, it's simultaneously awesome and awful.
Elfin says, would it be too unbalancing to have an ability to switch out your familiar during combat only in the first round if you get initiative?
Yeah.
Would be useful to, for instance, have a volleyball on most of the time but switch to a combat familiar if you get one of the sub-bosses. We had talked about that a long time ago.
The problem being that you would swap between volleyball and fairy depending on whether you got the monster you're looking for the drops, or whether we're just trying to get stats.
Yeah, that would be really fiddly. Like, we basically determined that it would be way too fiddly. You'd have to use it every combat in order to use it effectively.
Right.
Brecken Rouge says, I was happy to hear on Monday's show that the other people in the KOL community, even Scully himself, who are vulnerable to picking up Jick's mannerisms the same way that I do. I find myself repeating my prepositions, using interrogative inflection in the middle of statements, and worst of all, having an Arizonan accent for at least 2 hours afterwards. This is especially noticeable to friends and family when you're Australian. I also had my first cigar last week, and I'm pretty sure that's a direct result of direct causation, too. How do I use interrogative inflection in the middle of statements?
I was hoping that you were going to do it just then.
Yeah.
like that.
What? No.
I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah. Maybe there's just something that I'm not...
This water's really hot? I mean, does that count? I guess...
Yeah, I don't know, man. Explain what that means, Brecken Rouge.
Chinese is really nice for interrogatives, right? Because you just append a sound to the end of the sentence. So it's the same tonal structure. Like you just say the sentence and then append an additional sound to make it a question.
I forgot. We're going to Joe's Crab Shack tomorrow night.
Yeah?
Joe's Crab Shack tomorrow night. Yeah, I forgot about it. I got invited to Joe's Crab Shack on St. Patrick's Day.
I see.
It's weird that... It's like, yeah, we're going to Joe's Crab Shack. It's like a big deal.
You could go to it anytime you want.
Joe's Crab Shack.
You're an adult now. You can do whatever you want.
I know. I can eat bugs on a log that are an entire fucking stalk of celery with like 30 raisins on it. Yes!
You should get peanut butter that does not just run right out the celery, though, when you eat it.
Paul B.D. says, I keep buying jars of that peanut butter and then using it once and then, like, not ever really wanting to pull it out again and then throwing it away.
Yeah. Au naturel.
Paul Beatty says, if bad men broke into the office and they had guns, then they said that you had to choose who would live, Riff or Hot Stuff. Who would you let them kill? I would whip out the baseball bat and I would knock those bad men out. I would not let them kill either.
You had to choose? Wow.
It's like a real Sophie's choice, and I'm Sophie. iClub you says there's an extraneous quotation mark in the use message of black face paint. I'll take a look at that, but not right now. I'll save children, but not British children. Let's see. Okay, a lot of Mentadent is also toothpaste. No, there says. A lot of people sending me efferdent.
Oh, efferdent. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's effervescent and yeah.
Okay, and denture. There's multiple people that are talking about how they want the cocktail crafting noodle summoning and reagent summoning to be smarter than it is.
Yeah.
Like three people all in a row. I'm guessing they were having a conversation.
They were having a conversation about it, and then a bunch of them decided to send in questions to Radio Bugbear. Yeah, it's weird. Gold S says, Undersea Chef Staff? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days. Evan Oakhill says, being a McRib fan, I hope you're aware of Encore Barbecue Rib Pork Patties. They're identical to McRibs and perfect for when McRib is not back anymore. Yeah, so I was wondering, I was talking to my mom about that last night, actually, because there used to be, my grandma used to get some sort of McRib-style patties. I would, I would eat the shit out of that. Make them at home, man. Put them in the steamer. I think that would probably be pretty gross. A steamed McRib. You could boil them. You could boil them with a bunch of hot dogs, and then the delicious hot dog flavor would seep into the McRib. How come I don't like barbecue sauce on hot dogs? That doesn't sound good. I like barbecue sauce, and I like hot dogs, but it doesn't seem like barbecue sauce on hot dogs would be any good.
It's okay. Sometimes I eat it that way. Yeah.
I just always use some yellow mustard, and that's it. A lot of times I don't use bun.
I think I prefer brats to hot dogs.
Oh, boy, I don't.
Almost any time. Hot dogs are just not appetizing to me. Bologna is no longer appetizing to me. Do you like bologna?
No, not really.
Because a bologna and a hot dog are basically the same thing.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yeah.
Bologna doesn't have the chewy skin on the outside. It doesn't have the edible casing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind bologna. I would never buy it anymore, I don't think. You know what I kind of like is that really cheap... it's not really cheap, but that really super processed, like, Oscar Mayer turkey, where you get the... It's like slices of bologna, but it's mechanically separated turkey.
I don't know if
I've had a lot of sandwiches. Anyway, Evan Oakhill also says, do you guys fuel your car or refuel your car? I get gas.
Yeah. That's a weird question.
Yeah. I've never said either of those phrases.
I was wondering if that was like leading into some sort of like gas powered car versus electric powered car, but I don't think it was at all.
BRB says, when's the tavern change coming? And then Gleave says, so how about that tavern update? It's just four drink descriptions, right? Yeah, it's all done. Now it's,
Yeah, so the conundrum there was people were talking about how it would be great if it could happen before the big HCO contest, right? The problem being that for people in Tier 1, they've already started, right? So... We roll it out any time between now and April 10th or whatever, and potentially we're skewing it in favor of everyone who waited to start their run later. And because people are allowed to do any kind of lead-in, if we do it after somebody has just done like a HCO lead-in to have the best sort of chances or whatever of speed, then we've really kind of potentially pissed off a large number of people. There were like 450 people registered for that contest. So,
I was really surprised at how many people were signed up for that.
Yeah.
I would not have thought there were 450 people interested in Hardcore Ascension.
No, the prizes are really good. That's one of the things that's driving people nuts about the trophy number 68 or whatever, is that there's this huge bounty offered to whoever finds it first.
Oh.
Like, hundreds of millions of meat of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because somebody quit the game, and they had donated for a bunch of stuff, and they just have a bunch of stuff on their account that's, like, tradable, and some of the stuff, like, I think they're just giving them an account, some of which is, like, tradable, and some of which is not. Mm-hmm. And they just send it a bunch, like just a really nice account. You know, I've decided I'm just going to give it to whoever finds trophy number 68 first.
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like these huge contests that have really nice prize sets really get people motivated, which is awesome. I think it's great. I think it's really neat that there are clans that are willing to fund that, and that, you know, that people are really responding very positively to doing it, you know. It's cool. It's neat that people care.
BRB says, I pee on the phone, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Oxymoron 92993 says, hey, Hot Stuff, the age of consent in Hawaii is 12. You can go find some attractive middle schooler to follow around slash make out with.
There was a really cute girl from Hawaii.
No, there wasn't.
That I went to college with, actually. And she had a cute sister.
Yeah, Deborah.
There's apparently, like, a whole... I didn't realize this. There are apparently, like, a bunch of, like, sort of white trash slums in different parts of Hawaii. And she's like, yeah, I totally... It was sort of like a trailer park where I grew up. It's like... It just seems weird because the cost of living there is so high.
Is it?
Yeah, it's super high. Because everything... I mean, they have to boat or fly everything in except for...
Coconuts
and...
Pineapples and pudding. And
macadamia nuts. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they do have macadamia nuts.
Yeah.
They're really expensive when you buy them there, I think.
No.
Maybe they're not.
No.
They're really expensive when you buy them here.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I'm stupid.
I think the first all-you-can-eat buffet I ever went to was in Hawaii.
And I've never been to Hawaii.
My mom was born there, so I've been there a couple times.
Also, never been in a chair where my wife went and got me another beer. Oh, wait. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Missy No says, Polo drops are apparently bugged, according to one of the devs. Fix, yep. Please. Yeah, I'm going to fix that tomorrow, though, because I don't want to mess with it tonight. And I also read that as polio drops the first time, for whatever reason. I don't want to take any polio drops.
My eyes. Were you about to make some sort of joke about how it would be really lame to give somebody polio drops?
What do you... If there's this whole weird process of getting another beer. Oh, I have to pay a toll. Oh, man, that was just fucking adorable. Hot stuff, you're supposed to be picking up the slack while I switch beers here.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I was enjoying the show of...
Oh, yeah.
Familial...
Pretending that my wife was 12 years old.
No, I was thinking that maybe
that's what I do.
Age of consent really is 12, and my mom was born there, then there's some sort of genetic predisposition.
Wait, your mom was born in Hawaii?
Yeah. I said that like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Wow, I'm not listening to you at all. Who are you?
Yeah, but that's why her name is Leilani.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Was she born in a white trash slum?
No. She was born on a...
On a plantation?
Air Force Base, Army Base. Her dad was military.
I see. Is that why she got with your dad, who was also military?
I don't know, actually. Maybe, yeah.
You didn't ask?
She's attracted to men in uniform.
Maybe it was because he had a really big penis.
I'm definitely not asking her that.
I mean, it makes sense, because based on me, that's obviously her type.
And glowing.
Turtle Goys says, are you concerned about the potential for Hobopolis content to alienate that portion of the player base that self-identifies as hobo due to current economic instability? I read this thing about... I read this article. I forget who it was by.
John Hodgman.
That's the end of the story. No, it was linked to from Metafilter. I'm just going to look it up on Metafilter. And it was about Douglas Rushkoff writing for some magazine on this article called Let It Die about the economy. Uh-huh. It was kind of interesting. It like traced the whole like notion of like a centralized economy and a banking system to like sort of like its beginnings in the like how do we establish a corporate culture so that the government can keep control over resources. It's an interesting article.
Huh.
He's basically, it seems like what he's basically proposing is a return to like local currencies. So everybody has to actually do something. Like the problem with the economy now is that we don't actually have an economy.
Huh. I mean, and there are.
What's wrong with my
your boom?
My boom.
Your cord was wrapped around it.
Yeah.
There's nothing illegal about local currencies.
Hmm?
We could have local currencies.
No, I know. He's saying we should.
Lots of places do.
What? Like where?
Ithaca, New York.
What?
They have a whole currency that's just for Ithaca businesses and people. And yeah, no, like the it's actually kind of cool. Like there's you can elect to have a portion of your salary actually paid in Ithaca dollars, and then you can spend those in town. Like, I don't know how what percentages of businesses actually participate in the system, but anybody that does, you can spend the money there, and it, like, it just keeps a portion of the money in the town. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's a really great idea, you know, to have communities actually, it forces you to spend at least a portion of your income locally, you know, and that's, I think that's really positive.
I wonder if we're going to be screwed. Like, if there's a serious collapse, like, a lot of our potential future operating capital is tied up in real estate, right? Which turns out that real estate is worthless. I mean, we could go for a number of years just on savings.
You say that, but I don't know if that's true.
Anyways, have to be careful. Have to change some things.
Maybe.
I would have to lay off almost everybody.
Yeah.
Lay off everybody except me, and I could not get paid anymore.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's true. If you weren't paying salaries, you could definitely, the game could definitely continue to operate.
No, I'm talking about paying salaries, though. Might have to, you know.
I feel like there's a year of there's operating expenses.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to know, right?
It is hard to know. Because I'm curious.
Because we don't keep very good records on the money that comes in or goes out.
Well, we do.
You say that, but but we have no idea the answer to this question, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh, well. Whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, because we're living by the grace of the player base, so we will continue to develop the game and try to make it better. Every day. That's what we do. We try to make you happier every day.
Deathless Assassin says, Rumpus Room update? We need a hot tub in there. You're wrongfully denying us all kinds of homoerotic and heteroerotic hot tub-related merriments. Plus, the possibilities for drunken stupor adventures are endless. Excuse me. Yeah, Dr. Vance talking about the polo gear. Yeah, that's problematic.
Yeah, I feel bad because I tested that and did not notice that the flag was being set incorrectly.
Yeah.
And you know why I didn't notice it? Because I was testing it with gear that was plus 10,000% item drops.
There you go. So you got it the first time.
I got it the first time. I was like, yep. Works perfectly. Yep.
Yeah. I bet you guys wish you had one of those things. Plus 10,000% item drops.
Yeah.
I can also... The most frequent thing that I do with that is plus 10,000%...
plus adventure chance.
Adventure chance, yeah. Although I usually just do 100. Because I just make sure that non-combats are going to happen in the right sequence.
Right.
And,
I do plus 10,000% critical chance sometimes.
Yeah, crit to test on crit stuff.
Plus 10,000 HP and MP.
That's always on there, though.
Yeah.
Because that just... It's nice to not get beaten up. Yeah. No matter what we're fighting. Yeah. Sailor Bowser says, the denture stuff you're thinking of is Polydent. Ah! What the hell? Not Argent says, Efferdent. Efferdent is the one that I was...
Polydent is like the Fixident. I think Polydent and Fixident are both the things that are like the adhesive. Right.
Istanbul says, hot stuff, you fibber. They don't do the gibberish voices for words in Katamari Damacy. It's record-scratching sounds. That's true.
Well, but it's a noise that's like a speaking thing, right? Like, it's not... I don't know. Maybe I didn't understand what you were saying, but I thought it was just like... It is sounds that are imitating a speech, right? Sure, it's record-scratching, but it's whatever. Do you... I mean, is the adults that talk in Peanuts, is that wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah?
It's like, that muted trumpet that somebody's
right,
playing.
Yeah. Right, so that's also imitating speech sounds, right? Like, you understand as a trope that is someone speaking. That's actually kind of an interesting trope, right? When was the first usage of something that's, like, clearly meant to represent speech that just is not part of the narrative that you're supposed to be paying attention to or whatever? I could probably look it up in TV tropes.
Takenoko says, has anyone ever mentioned that Hot Stuff looks like Japanese-American stuntman / actor Mark Musashi?
No.
No one ever has. Hot Stuff, did you know that you look like Japanese-American stuntman / actor Mark Musashi?
I did not. I've never even heard of that stuntman / actor.
So Very Invisible says, HCO contest runs have to include El Dia de los Muertos Borrachos, so you can roll it after Sunday.
No.
Zero Blah says, yeah, what?
No, that doesn't...
Presumably, the runs that win...
Will have gotten
only
past it.
On the first day.
Oh, okay. Right. That's an interesting point. I guess we don't have to wait until the very end of the contest to do it.
Yeah. So because it is only important on day one, right? And
it is only vitally important on day one, yeah.
Okay. And it's not even like it's vitally important, like it could be extra good, it's just it can't be extra bad, right? So it's... excuse me.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I Miss You says, "Dear Riff, it's very sweet that you want to blow in my ear, and usually I'd find that sexy, but maybe not so loudly, please. Or maybe that's hot stuff. Either way, please take a step back from your mic and resume being awesome." Yeah, I don't know if...
I don't know what the story is.
Could have been me. Silly Sally says, "Dates for Con 6 yet? We're getting close." Getting close to having dates.
I was going to say.
Con 6 is in a week. Sorry, guys.
Or...
we're already sold out.
No, I was thinking... Who are we getting? Are we like gonna invite dates like to the prom to Con 6?
Yeah,
that's cool.
I think I'd probably have to take my wife though.
Yeah,
she gets mad when I date other women. I don't know what the fuck. Should we get off the radio?
Yeah, probably.
Got to check in for my Luro Dragon. Got a song all queued up. Wait, I did have a song all queued up.
No, I don't know. A song more fish. Anymore.
Yes. going kind of radio, though, playing the popular catchy fish songs.
And stuff. I see. Yeah.
All right, guys, I'll see you Monday, and then we'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody.
Try to find a way to, but there's nothing I can say to make it stop.